So this is a festival to honor the Sankirtan team for their sacrifice in satisfying the Supreme Lord and Srila Prabhupada by distributing transcendental literature. We call it Sankirtan, and Sankirtan has a broader meaning. Congregational glorification of the Lord. That is also Sankirtan. In fact, that is the original Sankirtan. Prabhupada extended the meaning of the word Sankirtan to book distribution also. So we want to take the opportunity to honor and to inspire others to follow in the footsteps of the devotees who spent many weeks in the cold weather out there giving transcendental knowledge to people who need it. These are books that people need. It's the difference between life and death for many, because life is the spirit. The body has no life. The body is alive because the spirit is there. And people live simply to satisfy the body and to keep the body in a good position. But that is not life. Life is actually to awaken the spiritual consciousness of individuals, and that is considered the supreme welfare work, to give someone transcendental knowledge. And of course, as they accept it, they benefit. And that transcendental knowledge is the solution to all problems. And the expression of transcendental knowledge in practice is chanting Hare Krishna. That is the ultimate principle of knowledge. Those who chant Hare Krishna are considered to be the topmost intelligent people in existence anywhere within the universe. This is not a eulogy just to make a nice statement. It's actually a reality. The scriptures give us, the acharyas give us, the Lord says anyone who makes the chanting of the holy name of the Lord their prime activity in life is no longer part of this material world. They're in the spiritual world. They're in, this consciousness is the indication of where you are. You are where your consciousness is, just like we're here now in this temple. And but if our consciousness goes to, you know, someplace else, that's where you are. You live, you are actually in the presence of where your consciousness is. So when we chant the holy names of the Lord, we're bringing Krishna into our consciousness, and that is Krishna consciousness. And that is the topmost consciousness, because there's nothing more supreme than Krishna. And those who chant, and those who chant with enthusiasm, and when enthusiasm is there, devotion follows. And when devotion is there, enthusiasm is there, one is Goloka Prema Dana Harinam, Sankirtan. One is in the spiritual world. Although the physically we might be appearing to be in some material existence, it's not like that. It's whatever that consciousness is. So those who there is chanting, but transcendental knowledge as it's delivered to others is a form of chanting. It is chanting. It's glorification of the Lord. Now, distributing transcendental books is the way to glorify the Lord and to awaken that desire to glorify the Lord in others also. When they get this knowledge, and the most important part of that experience is that the devotee feels very enthusiastic to give this person something that he knows they need. So not only that he knows they need, but they're looking for it. They don't know it. But they don't know what they're looking for, but they're looking for something. No one's satisfied and happy in this world. It's not possible because it doesn't. This world works in such a way as you're never satisfied and you're never happy, but you're always trying to be. So that in that trying to be, they're looking for something to fulfill that need. And so transcendental knowledge, which is the indication of the activities of a happy person or a person on the spiritual platform, is the need everyone is looking for. They're all looking for that. Prabhupada used to say that everyone is looking for happiness, everyone's looking for Krishna. Because Krishna represents that happiness everyone is looking for, that happiness that is not within the realm of time. It doesn't stop, it doesn't stop. Once it begins, it continues. So devotees who are making that sacrifice, and it's always, you'll see, it's the coldest time of the year, too. This time is the time where people are more enthusiastic to look for gifts for their friends, family members, and others. So we give them the greatest gift, the transcendental knowledge. And Prabhupada would say, if they simply read the book, they're benefited. If they simply touch the book, they're benefited. If they simply see the book, see just by seeing it, they're benefited. Because these books are not books. They're deities. They're actually deities in the real sense of the word. Because they are the literary incarnation of the transcendental Lord who appears in written form to manifest his mercy to the conditioned souls. And Prabhupada describes, when Prabhupada talks about something that I just heard recently again. I heard it originally from the person who was there when Prabhupada said it, but I heard it just again about a couple weeks ago. And that was about Srila Prabhupada was in the spiritual world. Prabhupada talks about being in the spiritual world with Krishna. And Krishna told him to go to the material world and preach. And Prabhupada didn't want to go. And he showed some resistance to Krishna. And Krishna said, no, you go and you write some books and I'll protect you. He didn't say anything else to do. He said, write books. So that was interesting. Out of all the things Krishna could have said to Prabhupada to encourage him to come to the material world, he said, write some books. And Prabhupada made this book distribution or giving transcendental knowledge to where it's needed the most as his main principle for spreading Krishna consciousness. He did it in two ways, holy books, holy names, two things. The kirtans, the chanting, and the transcendental literature, both. But we see the transcendental literature works miracles on persons. And somehow or other, if they somehow or other get a book, or they read a book, or they somehow or other take the book seriously, they're on their way to eternal life. It's just a matter of time where they'll go back to Godhead. So these books are like, as Prabhupada used to say, time bombs. If you have a bomb, and they plant these bombs in wars, they put them in the ground, and then it has a timer on it, and then at a certain time the bomb explodes. So in other words, these books will, they show their potency to somebody at some time, somewhere, as long as they're in circulation somewhere. These books are very special. As we mentioned, there are Sardidis itself, Krishna's incarnation in the form of transcendental literature. They're worshipable like that in many temples around the world. We take the books, we do it here too. We put it on the altar, and with them, and they're just as good as the deities. They're worshipping Krishna and transcendental literature, transcendental sound. We put garlands on the books. We actually do puja to the books also. That's also being done. And so those who, as the gopis, when they were glorifying Krishna, they were also glorifying those persons who are the most magnificent and magnificent and magnanimous welfare workers, those who spread the glories of the Lord everywhere. And transcendental literature, as Srila Prabhupada said, is the best way to preach. All of the forms of preaching, he said, book distribution, is the most effective and most direct way to preach Krishna consciousness. He would say, what is the use of your 3-minute speech? Give him a book. They'll sit and listen to a lecture and they forget what you say. But if they get a book, it's with them. It stays with them. And, you know, despite the fact that we've transgressed into a more virile type of society where now everything is through the media of books still remains strong. Despite the demons have tried to push books out and put people on the visual media, and it's happening to a certain degree, still, there is a strong tendency in the world to read books. People like to read books. It's just natural. You can't get away. When I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, that's all I did. In those days, Srila Prabhupada was translating canto by canto of the Bhagavatams. So we were getting the cantos as Prabhupada would translate them, and then they would be printed and published and distributed. So we would always be waiting for the next canto. And then the devotee would, Prabhupada has put out the 7th canto. Oh my God. And then I remember when we were in New Vrindavan, Prabhupada had just put out 7th canto, volume 2. And in that first chapter in 7th canto, volume 2, it was Prahlad Maharaj's instructions to his schoolmates. And Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan, and the book had just come out, and Prabhupada was so enthusiastic. And he said, give me the book, I want to, you know, speak on the book. So he sat on the Vyasasana, he picked a verse from that chapter. Really powerful verse. I still remember Prabhupada giving that class. And he was just like, he had this big smile on his face from like ear to ear. And he had his glasses on. You don't see Prabhupada with his glasses here because he can see you without it. But but he was wearing these big horn-rimmed glasses, you know, like this, you know. And then he had the devotees read the translation and the purport, and Prabhupada gave this powerful class. And we were always hearing after that this particular chapter in the 7th canto is one of the most powerful philosophical chapters in the entire Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj's instructions to his schoolmate, it gets right to the essence. So Prabhupada would love to read his books. One of his books would come out for distribution, he said, I've conquered the world. He said, you know, he said, my books are like, you know, like soldiers who are going to conquer the world in different places. Now, this is Prabhupada. His books were like so important to him, and anyone who distributed his books, even if you did everything else wrong, it didn't matter. At least it didn't matter in some cases, but... In other words, it was glorious. And in those days, you know, devotees were running to be book distributors because they said, well, Prabhupada, well, you know, he really likes his books distributed, so I want to get the mercy of Prabhupada, I'm going to distribute his books. So everybody was out there distributing books. And 1974, the scores came in at the end of the year, how many millions of books went out that year, and Prabhupada said, double it next year. So the devotees doubled it. 75 was twice as big as 74. And then he said, the next year, he said, double it again. So 76 was twice as bigger than 75. So yeah, so it was like, you know, book distribution was going on like crazy in America, and then it spread into Europe and everywhere. And it went into India. It was just like, it was inundating the world with books. And I think in your country, and I've been told by devotees here that practically everybody in the Slovenia has gotten a book. Almost. You know, some people have gotten so many books, right? Because it's good, you give them, it's better, even if they got 10 of our books, it's better they have 11. If they have 11, make sure they have 12. Let them line their shelves up with these books, and they'll read them from time to time. And when they do, they're benefited. Well, it's just so powerful. You have to understand what these books are. They're not just books. They're actually the incarnations of the Lord in transcendental sound. That's the actual reality of these. So we want to congratulate the devotees who took so much time, effort, and personal sacrifice to go out for the Christmas marathon and did wonderful service. I would love to go out and join you, but I can't stay out in the cold. Somehow or other, I did this years ago, but somehow or other, old age is here, so it kind of debilitates you to a certain degree, and so you don't have that same stamina you have when you're young. But my heart is always seeing, listening to the book scores and hearing about the devotees distributing books. It's one of my best subject, favorite subjects to hear about. Because I know it's so pleasing and it's also so very powerful. And there's no limit. There's no limit. We have talked about in many of our classes, I don't know if you heard this, but there was one girl in India. I was there in the temple, was in Bombay in Chalpati Temple, and every day after the Mangal Aarti, they read the book scores from the previous day. And then her name was, what was her name? Radha. Her name was Radha. Radharani, Radha Rani. I think his name was Radha. And for the book scores, and Radha did 12,000 Bhagavad Gitas yesterday. Just in one day, she did 12,000 Bhagavad Gitas. She went into a factory, a corporation. She talked, 12,000. She talked to the person who owns the company, convinced him to get a Bhagavad Gita for every employee in the company. So he bought 12,000 Bhagavad Gitas, and he distributed to all his workers. One day, 12,000 Gitas. Amazing. Gitas, not just small books, but Gitas. So yeah, the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. And how many important people, by material standards, have gotten our books? It's just amazing. So many. So many. Even ex-presidents have gotten our books, you know, senators, congressmen, people in show business, athletes, people that you... There's one devotee who, he still does it. He's in the Chicago airport, and he always looks for... Because in Chicago, a lot of important people come through that airport. And he kind of recognizes them. So he when he sees somebody important, like this one singer, Stevie Wonder, I don't know if you ever heard of him, he got two of our books in two different times, and Muhammad Ali got our book, and so many. And this devotee, he always knows who's an important person, so he looks for the woman when he's in the airport. Hits them up and, you know, they buy books. A lot of, movie stars and recording artists got our books. So many people have gotten our books from all different walks of life. These books are everywhere, but still, we want to do more. We want to make sure that, and Prabhupada said, the idea is that every household throughout the world should have a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. That was his desired goal. So, if you can imagine, that's a goal to shoot for. So, again, I know I was supposed to give a 10-minute speech, but I'm on Lord Brahma's time, so it's... Yeah. Yeah, I only used 30 seconds of Lord Brahma's time, so. But I can see Ananta standing up. That means it's time for me to get off. All right, thank you. So again, we want to, and we also want to encourage devotees to also continue the book distribution throughout the year. It's the Christmas marathon is a way to emphasize this service, but we should be doing it throughout the entire year. And those of you who are not out on the streets, you can distribute books on a one-to-one basis with your friends and people you meet, or through the media and some other ways. It's always good. Try to give someone a book. And that will be their good fortune. So thank you very much. And Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki. Yeah.